Wait, I ain't have that liked already? Nigga, why? <wild. laughs> Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Shout out to Bizzle right there, man. RBM Bizzle, man. It's going to be RBM Bizzle and Dizzy Spade songs until the 28th. You heard? What's good, Carl? You feeling my gut?
Shit, why the mic seem a little low, man? God damn it. There we go.
There you go. You feel good?
Yeah, man. Feeling great fresh off that birthday, man.
Yes, sir. How was your birthday?
It was cool. I relaxed. I chill, man. I already celebrated my birthday early. Just happy to be here, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. I was tight. I was dead broke on that day. No bud, no nothing. But nigga pulled up. You know what I mean? We chilled and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You need no money to chill with me.
Yeah, you know I be needing that bud. But shout out to RBM Bizzle. Like I said, make sure you guys go get your tickets. They moving fast. 2 Prince Street, January 28th.
Go
check out the episode. Shout out to both of them for the sit down, man. Go check the last episode out of the Don Corn and D-Rick and Hippie Show. That should be episode 259.
Dope.
Yeah, they killed that shit, man. Shout out to both of them, you know what I'm saying? They was talking that shit, you know what I mean? If you want to see a nigga die, pull up January 28th, all that shit, you know what I mean? That type of talk I be wanting to hear, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but right.
Shout out to both of them, man.
It wasn't all friendly, even though it's.
And even though it was, right? Yeah. I got some little behind the scene footage with both of them and shit like that, so it's dope. Oh, what's the name trying to get on the
pod? Shout out to everybody that's out there promoting and pushing this event, too. We see y'all. We appreciate y'all, as always. Love is always syndicated. You know?
That's a fact. Shout out to the vendors that's going to be in the buildings as well. You know what I mean? Flyway Medicals, The Unusual Card, and Chef Shell. Wow, fuck, it took me that long to remember that.
But shout out to The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. But, oh. We in January now. It's about to start getting cold out here.
Cap season. Maybe.
Cap season, right?
Maybe get cold. Maybe not. You know, what's going on out there? But I won't speak it up. I'll let it continue to be how it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It was 50 degrees all last week. I see a couple 50 degree days coming up.
Yeah.
So let's just hold off, man. We a couple weeks away from March. That's how I start to do it. You know how I do it after 2 years. And let's just get to March, man. March, and then next thing you know, we start seeing these little flowers and trees budding back up again, and we can't believe that it's spring again. So, just waiting to get back there, man.
Yeah, you saw this shit? Glorilla said she did 3 in the box for stealing the box of cereal.
I think sometimes she just be saying
shit. She just
shit.
Be talking, right?
She just be trolling.
That shit be funny as hell, bro. She was, cause she was looking at something like, she rubbed her nose like, yeah, did 3. He was like, for cereal? Dark skin dude.
You're a funny Marco.
Yeah, he be doing the dry humor interviews. That nigga is stupid.
Yeah, funny Marco is retarded, bro.
He just did that shit with Charleston White. That shit was funny as hell. He said, look at the shirt we made you. He said, look, we made you white. Charleston White said, you the motherfucker. That nigga is stupid, bro. But she crazy for that. Oh, what's good, though? There's a couple stories out here that we could touch on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all right, welcome back to the Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie Show.
Right, right.
We are your hosts.
Don Cole, man.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. This should be a smokers episode, but we're going to record a smokers episode later on in the week. This is episode 260. We getting up there. We about to hit 300 soon. You know what I'm saying? My son got the purple rain on. You know what I'm saying?
Bring Prince back out.
This could be us.
I was like, oh, shit.
But you be playing.
I forgot I had this shit.
That's my shit right there. Prince is my guy, man. Where the fuck we was at? We was introing the shit, and
intro?
You was about to say something.
No, you was about to say something. You was saying, it's a couple stories we need to get to, man.
Yeah. And then you say, yeah. I don't know, bro. It is a couple stories out here that we could touch on. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? Where you want to start at?
Since we brought up the shirt and brought up Prince, did you see the Rolling Stones top 200 singers list?
Mm-mm.
Nah.
No.
I'm pretty sure you didn't because you didn't bring it up. I'm pretty sure you don't have it written down there in your trusty handy notebook.
No.
But they have Michael Jackson at number 85.
Ooh. You said top 200 what?
Singers of all time.
Okay.
85.
Who they had at number one?
Number one was the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, of course. The top five was Black. Of course, Black.
So the top five know. Legit, though?
It's legit. It's legit.
I mean, damn, that's kind of like mad low.
85, yeah, bro.
I'm not mad that he's not number one. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's not number one.
And I'm not mad that he's not top five. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at that, but damn, top 25?
85, bro.
Cool, top 25, top 15, maybe? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of great vocalists out here and a lot of great singers. Mm-hmm. If that's what they basing it on, like, singing-wise and vocal tone and everything. But, I mean, his shit was fire, too. His tone and pitch of voice. Because mm-hmm. we all know that wasn't his voice when he was, like, talking and shit. Because he would try to save his fucking, his voice. But, damn, 85, that's
yeah,
like,
they got a lead at 40. Just to give you a little range. What you want the top five? Let me go down there for the top five for you. But I just thought that would be interesting for you because
damn, Aaliyah, you know, 40.
Yeah, Aaliyah's 35. Number 40. Prince is 16, just to point out the notables as I
damn.
Go down to five. John Lennon is number 12.
You said Prince at 16.
16. Al Green is the top in the top 10. He's the 10th one. Okay. Oh, you ain't gonna like that. Number 8 is Beyonce.
Oh no, that's crazy.
7 is Stevie. 6 is Ray Charles. So they got the blind black men back to back.
And hold it down.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Top 5. Number 5 is Mariah Carey. Valid.
Yeah, valid.
It's valid. It's valid. Number 4 is Billie Holiday.
Okay.
It's valid. It's valid.
She one of them.
Number 3 is Sam Cooke. It's valid.
She one of them.
He.
I mean, he one of them. My four, I was still thinking about
Number 2 is number 2 is Whitney.
It's valid.
It's valid. And the number
greatest,
1 is like
greatest what she did? The God Bless America job?
Yes.
Football, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Aretha Franklin, National Anthem.
National Anthem.
Aretha Franklin is number 1.
I'm not mad at the top 5, you know what I'm saying? Again, I can't sing.
Top 5 is lit.
Yeah, we can't sing a lick, you know what I'm saying? But we do love listening to these vocalists.
I know it ain't 84 niggas better than fucking Mike, though.
It ain't 50-something niggas better than him. Like, you could have him in the top 30. You said, where Alicia Keys at?
I didn't see her.
She gotta be
so
in the,
she might be
after,
in like 180
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she gotta be in the mid 100s.
That's yeah, but crazy. Beyonce's number 8.
That's crazy.
That was kinda insane to
yeah,
me too.
That's crazy. She's 8 spots better than Prince as a singer?
8 spots better than Prince. And you get this number right.
40 something?
No,
60 70 something better. 74?
77.
Damn.
77 spots better than Michael Jackson.
The king of pop. That's crazy.
I thought it was a little off. That's Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone. And this the shit that they do, right? This the music that they do. Like, I mean, singing is... They do rock and roll.
That is on there.
But yeah,
Elvis is on the list. Janis Joplin's on the list.
Yeah, they a source for that, but...
I thought it was great and good to see that on the Rolling Stones list, the top 5, the top 10 is black.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we can't get to them about the racial factor because they called it right. And it's not because I'm black, but there's no way there's a white singer that's better than 10. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Better than 10 black. It's just...
Rolling Stone,
the
like...
The soul is just something different, so...
For most of the part, for most of the time, they get it right.
Nah, because they focus on
but
the
they
music.
They be up and down sometimes. Like, but you're going to be up and down if you make a list of 200 people, like...
But what you think Mike did? What you think Mike did to them? What you think Mike did to them? He did something. Michael Jackson.
Probably. We probably gonna have to look the history on that.
Michael Jackson did something to Rolling Stones.
He probably ain't go to the interview or something like that. He probably ain't do it.
He probably told him to suck his dick. And yeah, meant it.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. That's probably some early 70s, early 80s shit.
I'm just saying, because to have him at 85 is even significant in itself. Like, it's not like 80. Bananas. It's not like 82, 81. It's like 85. Yeah, he 85.
Like, he.
Like, Prince is even 16, to where it's like, okay, y'all ain't want him in the top 15.
He top 25 of the, top 25 of the end half of the 100. That's crazy.
That's nasty.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you saying, I don't know. Beyonce should be in his spot, and somebody else should be where Beyonce is, and Magic. Michael Jackson is at least top 25 of all time.
Yeah, I'm not going to disrespect Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Because she could sing.
Can she?
I mean, there's certain songs.
Are we comparing her to...
Yeah, we're comparing to these Billie Holidays and shit like that, like you saying, because she's six spaces behind her.
Diana Ross, just to give you some clarity, six spaces is at close 87.
Come on, see what I'm saying? Like, come on, you disrespect her. You disrespecting it. It's either disrespect or like recency bias type shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, things with these type of lists, even bad sports and shit like that, are recency bias. And then when you get to like the top five, you start remembering like pioneers, and you be like, oh shit, I gotta throw them
in
there.
I can't, you know, not put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar there. I gotta throw
Grandmaster Caz in my top five.
But I can't leave Rakim out.
I can't leave Future over my top five. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, you can.
So it's like, it's hard to do these type of lists. If you go, because I'm pretty sure they got a team that just sits in a room and just is studying this shit from inception of music to now. You know what I'm saying? So they could probably see more of what we don't. You know what I'm saying? With inside cuts albums and shit like that. So, but again, that's a crazy standout. That's a crazy standout. That's like if somebody like me, I'd be like, damn, sometimes I put Biggie number two or number three because he only got two albums. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying put that nigga like number 35. You know what I'm saying? Because
I gotta put him at 11 because now Drake and Cole and it's like no.
He's always gonna stay in 1A, 1B, or 2 or 3 for me. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, when I start saying my five, it'd be like, all right, he number two because Jay is number one. We just gonna get Big number two. But you cannot be like, yo, that nigga's number 85. Like, that's crazy town to me. We listed the top 200 lyricists of all time.
And Big is 115.
Big is number 99. Why? Because his body of work didn't, like, all right, cool. We bugging now.
Nah, we not.
So, but that's a crazy standout. And we ain't not even looking at the whole list. We just skimming through it.
Mm-hmm.
I just asked him, where's Alicia Keys? Because she should be in the top 100.
I didn't see her. I kind of went through the whole list up until 85.
Mm-hmm.
And just up until 90.
And that's crazy if she's not in that number range.
I wanted to see the five in front of Mike. I wanted to see the five after Mike. That's why I know where Diana Ross is. I didn't see Alicia Keys. So I didn't see 100 other singers, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't look from 100 to 200. And who can? If you look through this list and you get to, you like, damn, where Mike? And then when you see Mike at 85, you like,
okay, why am I even looking at the rest of this list?
I don't even want to look no more, you know what I'm saying? So it's like looking at the top stand-up comedians of all time and you see Dave Chappelle at 94.
Yeah, that's crazy talk. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get it. So, I thought that was interesting.
Pete Davidson is at 12.
No. Pete Davidson is at 7.
That's crazy.
7.
That's a good topic. That's crazy because I didn't see that list at all.
Mm-hmm. Look through it. So after this, skim through it yourself. You'll find out where your girl is. But they got Beyonce at number 8, and you know that was my girl. But that's insane. Mary is even ahead of Mike. Mary was at like 30 something.
See, she should be top 25 probably.
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
There's an argument, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. Not to say that these other artists haven't had work in the studio vocally, but I don't think of Mary as
a straight vocalist.
Nah, I don't. Not compared to.
I could dig it.
Because I don't think she sings better than Fantasia or Jasmine Sullivan or. I don't think so. I think they sing better than her.
Yeah.
She got the songs. She got the hits. You know what I mean?
She got the feel and everything.
Right. She got
that's
the
like,
pain.
That's like almost how Keisha Cole almost had it. Like,
mm-hmm.
She couldn't. I mean, she could sing, but she couldn't really, you know what I mean? But
She's Baby Mary.
Yeah, her songs was just crazy fire, you know what I'm saying? And her feel, her look and everything. But shout out to everybody that's on that list.
No knock to Mary.
Yeah, no knock to nobody. You know what I mean? We not singers.
No.
But we are fans of this shit. You know what I mean? And we appreciate what y'all do. Because especially in this time of music, it's hard to promote R&B and try to be a part of the crowd because you're going to have to be an R&B / rapper type shit. You know what I mean? And
I don't think so. I think that's people.
Perception of it.
Not even perception. I think that's just people giving in to what the music is now, because people are gonna listen to whatever they gravitate to, whatever rhythm, whatever fucking harmony it is that catches them. Yeah. It doesn't matter how the music is, because a lot of people doing the same shit. Everybody not fucking with.
Yeah, that's true.
So. You know, I think it is because you hear it so much. Old school R&B. Where's R&B? Where's R&B? You need the R&B back. People want it. It's just like with rap before Griselda and all them started coming back around rapping. But who's going to be the one? Yeah. Who's going to be the one to say, nah, I'm going to do it?
Like hard. Like, I'm going to do that shit. Like,
yeah.
Like how these rappers putting out shit every week, I'm gonna put out R&B shit every week. Like if it's a song, it's a song. If it's a project, it's a project. You know what I mean? But some of them are always that type of inclusive person. Like, oh, I like to be in by myself. That, like, bro, get your music out. You know what I'm saying? We wanna hear that shit.
It's like Don Toliver. I fuck with Don Toliver, but he doesn't do the conventional R&B. You know, he does the more up tempo.
A lot of them, yeah. Even like Division.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Same
a lot
shit.
Of them, yeah. It's the same thing. They start doing that up tempo, like rhyming. It sounds like you rapping, but you harmonizing, but you rhyming.
Boom back.
Yeah, you rhyming. It's you rhyming. Boom rapping. You rhyming.
So, who's going to be the one to say, nah, I'm going to get back to R&B for real?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You saw that story with French Montana?
Yeah, man, down in Miami.
They shot up his video shoot.
Yeah, when I was in Miami, I got some food from there. That food at that spot.
What was
fire.
That finger looking?
Yeah, bro.
I heard that chicken is fire.
That shit is fire, bro. It's a long wait. Ain't gonna hold you.
Ain't that Khaled's?
I believe so. Yeah.
Khaled owned a couple.
I mean,
drinks.
His pictures was everywhere, so I guess so. The drinks is fire. The chicken is fire. I had a few plates.
I gotta go out there. I gotta go to Miami. I haven't been up there.
Yeah, man. 2 hour flight.
But 10 people were injured at the video shoot.
Shot.
Yeah. Shot. French Montana just left before it happened, or he was still there?
I think he was still there. I'm not too sure. It's kind of vague, but.
Yeah. You think that had something to do with him, or that was just like they was in the wrong neighborhood type shit shooting a video? You know, people go on live or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not a whole story to it, you know what I'm saying? It's just they just talked about it a couple times
know.
Type shit.
I don't know. It's weird. And it's 2023 now. Like,
yeah, I thought French was. I mean, it's not him, you know what I mean? It's not his fault or nothing. But I thought he was like cleared of that type of shit.
It might not have been him. It was a bunch of other people there. I don't know the rapper that got shot. I forget his name. But you don't know what it could be. And you just in a place where somebody else is a target.
Yeah. Wrong place, wrong time.
It could be that, or it could be niggas wanting to get paid for y'all being out there. You know what
extortion?
I I mean, it still exists.
All that and shit that exists. There's mad variables that could have happened.
If French had left right before it happened, it would make sense why he left before it happened.
Yeah, like, I'm off this. I know what's about to happen. Let me get the fuck up out of here.
But I don't like to assume, but I like to paint different scenarios.
Yeah.
That could be possible. But the one scenario that is clear is nigga shot the shit up. And rappers just have to, like, assume a whole new, like, way to move in 2023, bro. It can't be the typical entourage. Even with shooting a video, you gotta switch this shit up, bro.
You gotta try to look as normal as possible.
Yeah. And not trying to, just for the look, portray like a be in the hood just to shoot a video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I feel what you're saying, because some people be like, "Yo, this is the look that I'm looking for." Like, you could create that shit.
You could create that. You got the money and the pull to create that.
Anywhere. And people understand that shit because you rich. Like, why would he be in the middle of Crenshaw?
It's
like,
the look that you want, but other people want to see you on islands. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I would rather prefer that. I think one of French's best videos is not just a song, but when they was in Africa with the kids dancing and shit.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that the hood shit is what we want to see from French. You
saw that
already. You've seen that already. You came up doing that. You put yourself in a situation where shit like this could happen.
Yeah.
So, for what? When you are who you are, no matter what video you put up, is gonna do millions of views on YouTube. Correct?
That's a fact.
So just tighten it up and move a little safer now, because you don't know if niggas is just like, somebody's just like, oh shit, they over there shooting videos. They go shoot shit up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It could be that part two.
And you already know rappers are being targeted. So it's like,
number one target in fucking America, man.
Let's try not to paint it more red. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you was just on New Year's, you, Fab, Diddy, and all this on yachts. You know what I'm saying? Bringing the New Year's in, and then
a couple days later,
you're getting shot.
Yeah.
Or shot at, or your video shoot, whatever. It just doesn't. Why you wasn't shooting a video on the fucking yachts?
Let's stay out the way of that. You know what I'm saying?
Not saying that they wasn't, because they probably did for that look. And then,
we're not putting this on French or nothing like that. It's just like certain locations got certain circumstances to it.
And stop. Don't think, oh, it can't happen to you.
And I know that shit gotta be like annoying to like think of all this extra shit when you know you free to move, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, I gotta think about this, I gotta think about that. But you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how shit works.
Yeah, you better think about that shit every fucking day. Every day, especially if you a successful rapper. Even if you're not. Even if you're a rapper just known in your region. Or locally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers is looking to kill y'all. Like, for real. They not just looking about to rob y'all.
Fucking.
He just.
He said, yo, let's get out of here, man.
Who was that he was talking with? Haney?
Oh, no. Damn, what's his name? Did I write it down?
Did he know he was a boxer?
I think he did know that it was a boxer, bro, to be honest with you. But he said that one slick shit, and then he turned around and said, yo, come on, man, we out, man. Out this bitch, man.
What'd he say, though? I can't hear what he said.
He said, I boom your shit. He said, I really boom your shit, bro. Then he, like, looked. Then he, like, turned around, and he was like, yo, we out, man.
Son got up like, what? I was trying to see who that was, but I seen.
Damn, they said his name too, bro. That
Steven,
shit.
Steven Jackson. I see Steven Jackson and Wallow come running over there.
I think that was a separate altercation, though.
No.
That was the same altercation?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That shit was funny.
That's when Meek was like, Wallow, we not doing all that.
Yeah, they stopped the fight and all that for that shit.
Yeah, Meek looked drunk. look drunk and out of shape. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I forget the boxer's name, but I'll get it. That shit was funny as hell, though. Oh, you see this story is out right now with that young dude, Kasanat?
Kasanat,
yeah.
No.
I've been telling you, I've been watching him lately, like the AMP shit and all that type shit. He be on YouTube and all that type shit. But anyways, he threw a New Year's Eve party. And this girl that was there claimed that one of his friends raped her. So now, you know, the shit that the internet was dragging him and shit like that, he ain't talk for a couple of days. He was like, yo, I ain't talk because first thing I did, we went to the law. Like, I'm not playing no games with this. I take this serious. Y'all not going to kill my career. You know what I'm saying? So he told his story. He was like, he met her on New Year's Eve on the 31st, like when he was out and about that day, throughout the day of the 31st. So he said he met her and he was like, yo, if you in New York, you know what I mean, we gonna throw a New Year's Eve party. I'm just inviting people to my shit. He just invited mad people to his shit. So then he said the night was going on, she was drunk or whatever, and he was like, alright, if you want to, I don't want you to take a cab or nothing. There's rooms upstairs, you could go and sleep. And then he said somebody came downstairs running a couple hours later and told him this and that and the third, and she was claiming somebody raped her and shit. She was like, it was your friend that was with you. And he was like, whoa, Casa. And I was like, whoa, what friend? Like, I don't know who you talk about, you know what I'm saying? But then he found out who she was talking about. He's just taking legal actions with it, you know what I'm saying? He not playing no games with his career, you know what I mean? He like, yo, if my friend was wrong, you fucked up, my nigga. Like, what? I can't have you around me doing shit like that. You just go in the room and rape Shorty, bro. And then if Shorty wrong, it's like, we going to press charges on you and all that type shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying no more until they tell me what happened, bro. Like, I'm surprised it wasn't like no cameras and shit in his rooms and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just won streamer of the year, nigga. Like, I'd have every camera on in my shit, nigga.
You just won streamer of the year.
Just getting that money up.
You getting bread.
For real.
And you invite strangers to his house?
Yeah, bro. And it was like a mix of people. Because you saw that clip when it was like A Boogie and his girl, Kasanat girl, was arguing. That was that night. That's the party, bro. So he had rappers and shit there and all that type of shit, nigga. You can't. You learn from this, nigga. Y'all can't. NDAs, nothing. Just inviting niggas to the. Yeah, take the elevator upstairs. Yeah. I know that's exactly what you're thinking. You cannot just invite randoms. You
cannot ever in life, whether you broke, rich, or in between. Just invite strangers to get intoxicated with other strangers. Yes, sir. And just see how the night is going to end.
See what happens.
There's too many different ways that night can end.
Yeah, you inviting too many personalities into your home.
That don't know each other. Mm-hmm. On the wildest night of the year. Mm-hmm. No security cameras. Sounds like there was no security there.
Something like this was bound to happen.
Nobody was patted down or nothing.
See, I don't know I don't know couldn't the extra details.
Couldn't have been. You just letting niggas in the crib.
Yeah, you just telling niggas to pull up.
Females and all. I don't give a fuck. Female or male. See, I'm not gender biased. I know females that are boom shit. No, so, you not just getting invited, and you, especially in the middle of the day, I'm going to send you an address. And you gonna pull up to my spot where I got bread, jewelry, yeah, and all that?
That's a mistake on your end, my nigga.
You lucky to be alive.
For real.
Because what other?
Because if it was a different, yeah.
What other females did you invite?
Yeah, because if it was a different type of chick, she would have got niggas got to come in with her.
Line up.
Yeah.
Line them up and shut them down. So you gotta be more careful out there, Kyle. Like, you worth something now, man. Mm-hmm. So, Even if you out there and you just a regular person, just move right, man. Be careful pussy will have you in jail.
Yeah, you never know how a person is feeling on the day or the day after or a couple of days after. Like, they might could say something and you just be all fucked up in the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like, keep your head up. You know what I mean?
You ever heard? Yeah. You know me to be mixed up with women since you've known me, right? Mm-hmm. You ever heard some shit like that about me? I've ever been in some shit like that? Or a woman saying, or a girl telling me that nigga touched me? And never, right? Mm. And I've dealt with men, right?
No, yeah. We usually the type of dudes that's like helping women with shit like that. They come to us and tell us shit like that happened to them. Because they talk to people that they're comfortable with, you know what I'm saying? So,
see, I never put any female into a position where I'm forcing myself on them.
Yeah.
Like, when shit happening for me, it's because they taking their clothes off.
Yeah. Like, the woman, I learned that shit mad long ago. Like, the woman always has the ball in their court. It's always the ball in their court. It don't matter if you was pursuing them or whatever. It's dead. When they say it's time, that's when it's time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you gotta wait for that.
It's women have been like, yo, you don't be like, you can push a little more. I'd be like, nah, I'll wait. Cause I don't ever want to be accused of some sexual crime. Like that, yeah, that is neither. Sexual crime or anything with kids. I just can't, man. I can't stand for it. So I don't know, man. Just relax.
It's pretty easy. Don't be so thirsty.
Whoever
you know
Duke is, just relax, bro. Yeah. I mean, if she was willing to come to a stranger's house and get intoxicated, she was comfortable. Yeah. So at some point, if you just chilling and relaxing, even if it's not that night, my nigga, if you don't hit, one of the homies gonna kill.
Yeah, you just fucked the play up.
Fucked it all up. Being fast, nigga trying to steal third.
And then they saying that she like scratched son face up, so.
Well, she should have.
Yeah, you gotta leave some type of evidence, right?
You should have scratched him.
Yeah, bro. So I don't know. I'm kind of invested in the story. I want to see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Cause
he's a smart man, though. That's what you do.
Yeah. He didn't say nothing for like 2-3 days, bro. He went straight to his legal team. He was like, "Yo, what I do with this?" They was like, "Yo, go to the cops. Tell them exactly what happened, and then we'll give you the green light when you could speak your piece." You know what I'm saying? Because we know how this internet shit work. Everybody going to drag you because you the person. You know what I mean? You the face. You the person that's out there. So.
Nah, but he's doing the right thing. There's going to be a few stupid motherfuckers that be like, "Oh, he's snitching." No, that is not snitching.
Nah.
You don't stand with no shit like that.
Nah, hell
no. No sexual fucking predator.
Hell no, I don't know how. I don't care how long I known you, nigga. If not accusations, but if something come to the light like that and it's facts, it's like, bro, come on, my nigga. I got you around chicks with me, my female friends, nigga. Not even chicks that I'm fucking. I got you around female friends and shit. You looking at them like you gonna
thinking about
prey type shit.
Command a heinous crime.
Come on, bro. Fuck out of here, bro.
We can't say that you not.
That's crazy. You seen this story? 6-year-old boy shoots his teacher in Virginia in the school.
Purposely. He failed him for Christmas.
Told you I know how to spell tree, motherfucker.
You found him for Christmas.
I don't know, bro. He couldn't get the
PS5. He got that
P5.
And he killed him?
He had the hammer in the crib, though.
He killed him?
Yeah.
He killed the teacher? Get the fuck out of here.
6 years old, bro, in Virginia, bro. It's crazy. I'll show you the story
get
right there.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga said, "You made that shit up out the blue, nigga."
Nah, you serious?
I'm dead ass,
over here,
dude.
Creating fake news now.
Oh, this nigga Correa went to sign with the Twins.
Yeah, he went back. I was gonna tell you when
he's
we got
the sports. Nigga, you're so bozo.
Something wrong with him. Something wrong with him. Y'all ain't good thing y'all ain't put that money up.
Yo.
But what are you talking about right now?
The teacher's injuries are believed to be life threatening, nigga.
Oh,
CU and ICU.
Why they blocked out shoots like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Because he is a 6-year-old.
I believe it'd be life-threatening.
Yeah, bro. This nigga probably hit him in the stomach or something. Boom, boom. Fuck wrong with you, boy. You keep talking crazy.
Like I said, she suffered a gunshot wound and has been transported to the hospital.
This was not an accidental shooting. He looks sick. He like, yo.
I'm not gonna lie. Praise
nah,
to the teacher.
It's crazy. Yeah, praise to the teacher. And now, what's going on in that little boy's life?
The fucking sheriff looked down like.
He said, this was not an accidental
this
shooting.
This is not no accidental shooting.
We ain't let you know that, right?
Wow. Man? That's what crazy, happened? Bro. He took the blocks. He took the blocks from him or something.
I don't know, bro.
He shot his fucking teacher.
6-year-old Virginia boy shoots his elementary school teacher. The teacher's injuries are believed. A 6-year-old. Yeah, come in.
Is he black?
This was not an accidental shooting. Her injuries are still considered life-threatening.
Oh, my Lord.
The chief said that the 6-year-old boy would not be identified because of his age. I am in awe, and I am in shock, and I am disheartened. Newport News Public School. They're not saying, bro.
Damn.
That's
Newport crazy. News? Newport News?
Yeah.
He was black.
Newport News, Virginia.
He was black.
He was black, right?
Yep.
That's where AI from, right?
He was black. Newport News?
That's where Mike Vick from, right?
99% that kid is black.
Damn, son. That's crazy. A 6-year-old boy shoots his teacher in school?
Pulled up with the scat.
And there was a shout out to Sage in the building. Y'all can't see his face, though. You heard? But... Son, like, how does your mind work at 6 years old that you like, yo, I've been arguing with this bitch all last year?
Nah, he couldn't have been arguing with her last year. He was in daycare last year.
Nah, you know, we in January.
Oh, you talking about
he like, you know, from like September to like December. He like, yo, she been on my dick all year, bro. This my New Year's resolution. I need her out my fucking
life. At 6 years old.
She keeps sending moms letters and shit.
That ain't even That's what crazy. I'm thinking about. I'm thinking he shot her. Like, he hit her.
Yeah.
Like, he's 6 years old.
Yeah, his aim is right and all that.
Yeah, he backed the thing out and shot her ass.
Held like, her down and all that. No recoil you response or nothing. Like, bam.
He might have shot her more than once.
Little canard out this bitch.
And what did he do after he shot her? Did he run?
He
dropped the gun?
He probably just dropped the gun and stood there type shit, right? I don't know. They ain't say nothing about that. That's crazy. That's scary.
What do you want to do? Lock the parents up? He's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with him?
Yeah, well, she's still in the hospital fighting her shit, right?
But what do you do with him at 6 years old?
I don't know. Like, a juvie?
Juvie?
What juvie start at? 11?
Bro.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does. It does.
That's crazy.
6 years old?
That's crazy.
Locked up? Juvie?
That's crazy.
We eating with...
So what you putting them like in a home or something, right? One of those detention center
sheets? Listen, nobody's taking him in foster care.
No, you putting him in one of them detention center type shits until he get to 12, 13. Then you put him in juvie. Mm-hmm. This nigga spending his life in the system type shit.
Yo, nah, he can't.
Nah, he probably come out when he like 26 or some shit like that. If he do, that's crazy. That nigga gonna do a 20-year bid or some shit like that and come out at 26. That's crazy, son.
I don't want to be in any state. I don't want to be in any state that he's released to.
Bro, who is this little nigga?
I need to know his name and
he
who his parents are.
He haven't released his identity because he's 6 years old.
No, that's the other part I wanted to get to. That's bullshit. He's out here shooting grown-ups. I need to know his fucking name.
How it looks.
I need to know. If he could be out here carry a gun to school, loaded, safety off or on, and shoot and kill his intended target or, you know... Close to death? I possess all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had 6 years old, bro. They don't think of that.
He Call of Duty GTA certified. It's the games. I think it's the games, bro.
Nigga said she come back.
And that's probably his thinking. And it's not, yeah. And that's me and Cole always talk about this when we talk about the young kids killing each other. They probably have this video game mindset to like, yo, people gonna come back. No, when somebody's dead, they dead, bro. You're bugging out, bro.
You took it's like guns is mad normalized too, so it's like to kids now is like oh, I'm gonna just punch you in the face out of joint. Now it's just,
I'm gonna just shoot you.
And that's only America type shit. This country is
fantasizing guns. Yeah. There's a 6 year old that caught a body. Possibly.
In the classroom? That's crazy.
Imagine, now past that conversation. How does that traumatize the kids in the class?
All his friends.
How does it influence one of them? You know what I'm saying? This story gonna be told forever in that town. Nothing shot
and sat down to play with them. Like, you think
we gonna get a substitute now, y'all?
You think he did the right? Or what if some of them was happy?
That's crazy.
I don't know. I need to know what happened, cause children. This sound like Children of the Corn type shit.
I don't know. Let's get off the story. It's a sad story.
You wrote it down.
You know the MMA fighter Victoria Lee, the 18-year-old prodigy.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah, she passed away.
She died.
Yeah. I don't know how she died.
They didn't say what the causes were.
Said probably suicide, cause she's so.
She was only 18.
Wow. Somebody else they said died of apparent suicide. What was that? Babe and Buster's.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
We did, right?
Yeah. And when you asked me what would cause a wealthy person to commit suicide, and we spoke about that.
That's kind of
everything else.
Everything else,
yeah.
Right?
In the wealthy book.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, they might not have something that they really, really want, and it's like you can't get that. But you could get everything else in the world. That's crazy. Let me see. Gabrielle Union says she felt comfortable cheating in her first marriage. Because she was the one paying the bills.
That's what she said.
That's crazy.
That's what she said. Wholeheartedly. But she also said, said marriage is intense. She also said that... He was cheating as well.
Okay.
So listen, man, I'm not in anybody's situation. I just think, like, to say
that
it,
that headline kind of threw me off.
Yeah, like, huh? To say it just doesn't, like, why? Like, why? Yeah, I felt
didn't get
comfortable.
Mad when a man say it.
I felt comfortable cheating because I was the one paying the bills. What? So let's stay there. So. If a dude is out here paying the bills and he cheating, that should be okay, right?
That's what I just said. Like, so why get mad when a man says that? Like, I felt like I could cheat because I'm the one that paid the bills. And when I get home, she's not cooking. So, I cheated.
And now I'm also
then it's World War III.
Now I'm also say neither one makes fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because if you with this person, you with this person. And y'all together. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to make shit work together, no matter what it is. You might pay bills, but don't clean at all. Or cook.
You know what I mean? Everybody got their...
That's why it's a relationship and coming together. Like, you help when you can, and you do it on the opposite hand. You're supposed to help each other.
Yeah.
It's not a pie chart or a graph or whatever, like I do this and you do this and I do this more. That's where shit gets fucked up.
Yeah.
So when you get to that point, what's the sense of even cheating? Just leave.
That was crazy. That headline caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we about to get up out of here. Wild Card Weekend?
This season went.
Want to talk about it real quick? Or?
Went by.
Yeah, it went by fast.
It's a zoo. Extra week and all. But yeah, we got to talk about it.
NFC.
The playoffs. Oh, man.
You could put the Charger in. It's on the second slot.
Oh, man.
If anything.
NFC?
Giants at Minnesota.
I got Big Blue. Why are you looking at me like that?
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Oh, because you just look like I got Big Blue. We played them in a close game like 2-3 weeks ago. In Minnesota, so we.
Y'all won that game, right?
Nah, we lost by a field goal. That's when he kicked it from like 62.
Y'all played them twice this year.
Once.
All
right. Nah, that go with us, and I feel like our offense is picking up. Daniel Jones is playing confident. Kirk Cousins is a bum. So
especially in playoff time.
Yeah, so I got Big Blue, man, winning that game.
I got Minnesota by 2 touchdowns.
He's disrespectful. Go ahead.
I got Minnesota by
10. That's cool.
Seattle at San Francisco.
Come on, man.
It's about to get nasty for Seattle.
It's over.
Nice year, Geno.
It's over. And I'm happy that they made it. I'm happy that they made it. And that the Packers lost, even though I lost money. Because all Aaron Rodgers had to do was win the fucking game.
He's a beggar.
And he's a fucking bum. He better not come back next year. Games. And this better be the last time we talk about him. When he retired, we're not talking about him.
He's going to be somewhere next year, though.
No. Fuck him. Go ahead. So I'm happy Seattle made it. I think this is going to be a great game. I'm not going to hold you. Even if the 49ers whip their ass, I still think it's going to be like an exciting game.
San Francisco. I got San Francisco in this game.
I got San Francisco by 2 touchdowns, though.
Yeah, it's going
to
get nasty.
Like 20-34 type shit.
Well, we don't know about... But this is a good game for that quarterback to, like... to get his playoff taste in.
And I don't even know why niggas keep worrying about the quarterback. That team is dead.
No, that deep is... That team is deep.
Yes.
Dallas at Tampa Bay. Dallas going to find a way to Dallas.
They Dallas last week. You mean, what's that game?
Should've won that game.
Yeah, they kicked. They went. It was like 10 straight 3-and-outs. What are y'all doing? This is somebody like, oh no, it's the last game. No. You are playing this game with potential to win the division.
Yeah.
You don't know if the Eagles are
going to get a better seeding.
And look, the Giants, we were playing them. We played the Eagles tough with our backups.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we could have possibly won that fucking game or made it even close. Y'all literally were trying to win. That's all. And couldn't do nothing.
That's tough.
Couldn't do nothing against who the fuck were they playing? The Commanders.
Washington.
Yeah. Washington. Couldn't do nothing. Had who was that? Who? Some from
their quarterback?
Yeah, the backup.
Oh, I don't even know.
Some from North Carolina, I believe.
Patrick Willis?
No, ho. Patrick Willis, what the fuck is wrong with you? H-O-W-E-L-L. He was in college last year. That's the quarterback that they rookie. He came in, looked that game, he was smoking them.
That's crazy.
So now you got to play Brady.
And they like picking up, like
Brady is at home.
They getting healthy and everything.
Brady, I don't give a fuck if he ain't. I don't need to know who is.
They could win this one game at least, right? Tampa Bay
against the Cow is lined up, bro. Against the Cowboys, don't ask me who the fuck I'm picking.
I got Tampa Bay.
Convincingly, and it's son. You know how much I like to talk shit about the Cowboys. But this will be
disastrous.
Worse than any Tony Romo.
They need CeeDee Lamb to go off, and he's not.
It doesn't matter.
Let's go to the AFC.
Telling you, it doesn't matter.
Nah, I don't. They need Dak. Baltimore
cannot throw no interceptions, no pick sixes.
That nigga threw for $136 his last game. That's nasty.
Ask how many. Check out. I want you to check how many interception yards he has since he's been back. And how many of them have been touchdowns. He's thrown like 3-4 pick sixes, Notch.
You put those mattresses in the room? Please, thank you. Yeah, we're going to be finished right now, yeah. Let's go to the AFC. Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Bengals. Lamar Jackson might not be playing, and even if he is, I don't know, I just don't see him being able to get into game shape after being out 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
He not playing. I told you he wasn't going to play the rest of the year.
He did say that.
He going.
That's when I said.
He getting his money? He getting his money from them or from somebody else? He out.
He ain't getting his money from them. Really? He not getting.
It's cool. I'm good.
I'm not coming at you, but we talked about this.
We talked about this. I told you what's
going on. You fucked up.
Who?
Number 7. We get that finger from the cop and then you done fucked up, man.
Lamar?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. He gonna get that bread, bro. That's an MVP, nigga. He gonna get that bread, nigga. And he gonna go get a ring right after that. He gonna win a championship next year, bro.
I'm not gonna talk about anything. I don't think he's gonna get the money that he think he gonna get from anybody.
He gonna get that bread. He not gonna get the years. He gonna get the bread though, I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
Miami at Buffalo.
Bills Mafia.
I'm going with Buffalo too, cause Tua ain't it. Like I told you, but he ain't it, bro. That's my guy, man. I think, fuck with the short quarterbacks, but he ain't it.
Honestly feel like, and this should be addressed after the season, that Tua should not have been playing after he turned into a fucking cripple on the field. That is the first injury this year that really was cringe-worthy. Yeah.
That was like week 3, week 4.
He should not have been playing no more this year.
Yeah, that was nasty. I got Buffalo in this game, though. This is the good game.
His, that injury is still affecting him, right?
Yeah, because he ain't fully healed from it. This is the best game of the week, I know.
What?
The Chargers at Jacksonville.
I don't think so. I think it's a good game. I think it's a great game.
Yeah.
Got both of the sunshines going against each other. You know what I'm saying?
Who you got?
I got Jacksonville.
I'm going to tell y'all this. This is another quarterback that I'm hard on. Pause. And he going to get the Aaron Rodgers treatment because y'all gave him the Aaron Rodgers treatment like he's super nice. I'm picking the Chargers. I don't think they're going to win, though. Whoa. But if Herbert don't win the playoff game.
You can't do that, bro.
He about to start getting this criticism from D-Reek and Hippie. I'm telling you, I could do that. I could do whatever I want, nigga.
Why, though?
Because, bro, people saying he's the next best thing since whenever, since sliced bread, bro. You know how people be trying to hold it. You really don't be watching the sports channel.
No,
shit, bro.
I'm asking you who said that.
Everybody.
Because them niggas.
I mean, they say the same
bro.
Shit about Trevor Lawrence too.
Yes, because
they think Trevor Lawrence is Peyton Manning.
Joe Burrow is that. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Justin Herbert wasn't supposed to be playing that year. Remember the Tyrod Taylor shit. Mm-hmm. He came in and played unexpectedly, not taking nothing from Justin Herbert. You should be throwing 300 yards when you got Keenan Allen over there. Austin Eckler. Come on, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He had a tight end, too. Henry. Come on, son. You should be throwing 300 yards. But beating anybody when it came time for it? No.
But you should beat Jacksonville this game.
No, you shouldn't.
But.
No, you shouldn't. And I feel like if anybody is really just looking at the Chargers like, yo, Justin Herbert, da, 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 and not really knowing about the real Sunshine and what he doing down there in the Sunshine State, then you're going to pick San Diego. You're going to be wrong. Because that defense over there down in Duval is very scary.
Yeah, it's serious.
Very. Yeah. But. It's not that Jacksonville don't have offense. They have a star quarterback. They have a bubbling semi-elite in Travis Etienne, still young. But he's dual, catch and run. You got Christian Kirk. And he got Evan Engram finally catching the ball down there, bro.
Yeah.
They a fucking problem.
They made nice signings.
They're a problem, all right? And I always tell people when it comes to the NFL, who's playing better late?
And he's a good coach. They got Doug Peterson, bro. He's a quarterback whisperer, bro. He makes quarterbacks great. Yeah.
This is what he do. So
I feel you. Jacksonville, I feel you.
I can see Jacksonville.
By a field goal?
I can see.
A touchdown?
Yeah, but I could also see Jacksonville in the AFC title game.
Yeah, I feel you. Oh.
And I love it. You know I'm running with the Chiefs because that's my dog. But they have room to be beating because they just give up too many fucking big plays for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, in the playoffs, a defense shortens that possession. You know what I'm saying? Time of possession. And I feel like Jacksonville is one of them sneaky teams in the playoffs this year. Mm. Them and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's not sneaky.
Yes, they are. You know why? Because all season, they stood here, bro. Yeah. And when it came late,
there's no what time it is.
The defense, where these guys come from? Yeah. Eli Apple's playing now. You know what I'm saying? So I like the AFC games a lot more than NFC. But
for this week, yeah.
For this week.
Yeah.
But go ahead. We got a Monday night game.
There's a Monday night game?
Mm-hmm. Definitely is Monday night game. Shocked the shit out of me. I don't know why we got a Monday night game, but first time ever, I guess.
Oh, we already said it. That's on Monday night. Dallas and Tampa Bay.
Dallas
we
and already Tampa spoke Monday about night.
It. Yeah, we spoke about it on the NFC. So I wasn't
can
looking
I see
at
the
it this
bracket
week.
Before we get out of here, just so we could kind of make a little.
This the shit out.
Why the camera is finally holding up, or the camera's doing miraculous today. And if it continues to do this, we could give as much content as
we
want to.
Yeah,
we
gonna get it rocking.
So we about to get crazy for y'all. Let's look at this.
Philly and Kansas City are number one seeds. And if they get the winner out of Dallas and Tampa Bay and Chargers in Jacksonville.
Okay, so you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Jacksonville will play.
It would be like a sneaky win in an early round type shit. Like, yo,
playing their team off a bye.
It will look like what they did with when they did it in the 90s and they went to the AFC Championship.
Yeah. They the hot team now. They might be hotter than the Chiefs.
That would be dope to see that. They just went when they were Saxonville, right?
Yeah.
To the AFC Championship. Mm-hmm. I like seeing the Jaguars win. I like the Jaguars.
I like the Jags.
I like the uniform and shit like that. And they still like the youngest team in the league type shit next to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They was born like 95 or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. But
I like it. I like this. I'm gonna like this playoff. So like betting it wise and all that.
I'm fucking starving. You got anything you wanna give to the people before we get out of here?
I think we got to it all. We got the playoffs coming this week. NBA is heating up. Shout out to them Knicks for almost doing the Bucks 30, but we fighting, man.
Shout out to KD and Kyrie, man.
KD turning and up. Kyrie is on fire. But KD up. Would be out for a while. He got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
So it's on Kyrie to Kyrie.
He's gonna be evaluated in 2 weeks. So let's see what happens. Yeah. He probably gonna chill to the All Star break or some shit like that now.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
So the NBA is heating up. It's lit.
Yeah, that's I'm a loving fit, it. Make sure you guys remember, man, to fucking go get your tickets. If
facts,
not,
facts.
Follow all the social media platforms. We're going to go live on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. January 28th, man, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., 2 Prince Street, Suite 6003, RBM Bizzle versus Dizzy Spades. We got Dolly Tyson, Yetta Cortez, Blue Dollars, Alpha Man. Why I forget the other two, bro? Alpha Man. Come on, give them to
that's
me, bro.
I always remember Dolly. Yeah, I said, yo, he almost did
Black Casino and Money Hungry Todd. Please excuse me and don't jump me the night of, y'all. I'm high, bro. Y'all just saw us smoke 3-4 blunts.
I always remember Dolly Tyson. Yetta Cortez. I'm
trying to remember
Casino.
At least two or three, you know what I mean? But for Donko, it's D-Rick and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. Shout out to the Sony camera. It held up. Let's see how long it held up for.